The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. We're now joined by a very happy Mustangs head coach, Tracy Johnson. Coach, it was like a repeat of the third period from two weekends ago. It was just an awesome game from you girls.
It really was. You'd have no idea that we haven't played a game in a couple weeks because they didn't miss a beat and came right out and had some great energy.
You talked with me before the game and you mentioned about wanting to start fast. You got two goals in the game's first 10 and a half minutes. The definition of starting fast, certainly.
Yeah, we were ready to go. And I think that our excitement really carried into the game from the first drop of the puck.
I think the thing, too, is, you know, at first intermission, it felt like you guys were up about 4-0. I mean, their goal was a really good goal. Give them credit for that. But you guys had held them to just two shots that first period and six through the first two periods. What was so successful about just controlling the puck today?
I think just that emphasis of possessing the puck and making really smart decisions with it. I think we did a good job of not throwing it away as much as we might typically see in a game. And I think they did a good job of not turning the puck over and possessing.
Now, you got three goals again from Chelsea Blackburn. Second straight hat trick. A couple of them were really fantastic goals. The feed from Megan was great, and then that shorthanded goal just seemed to kind of open the roof up here, if you will.
Yes, it absolutely did. I believe I was talking to a player, and then I turn around and look up, and she's standing by herself in front of the goalie, and I just watched it go in. It was a really pretty goal.
Flashback to UMass Boston almost with that breakaway chance there, but 37 shots. That's a real, and I mean, you guys had the 5-on-3 you had to kill off with 5.5 minutes left, but when you get that many shots on goal, good things are bound to happen.
Yeah, and we say that all the time. We tell them, well, let's put the puck on the net. Nothing bad's going to happen if getting the puck on the net. At the very least, we get a rebound and crash the net for rebounds, and it's one of their goals to make sure that we're getting the puck on the net and shooting and getting over 30 shots a game, and that's what they did.
Now, you guys are perfect on the penalty kill, and if I told you that you were going to be just shy of get 30% on the power play, would you believe it would have been 3-for-10?
Not really. I mean, with the pace of the game and seeing how many they were getting, obviously, yes, but I didn't realize it was quite that many.
So three power play goals, no penalty kill units. Stassi wasn't really tested through the first two periods, but when the 5-on-3 there, really, really nice afternoon from Stassi. And again, I don't say limited action, but limited shots faced.
She came up with some great plays, especially like you said on that 5-on-3. Just solid performance from her all around.
All right, you get about 24 hours and you get to go do it again. We'll talk to you again pregame tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thank you.